Good morning. Thank you very much, Julie. Thank you for the invitation. It's my pleasure and my honor to present to such an august body of British surgeons. Actually, when I moved from South Africa to London in the early 80s, I started by taking the surgical primary exams in England and Scotland, I believe. And I almost became a British surgeon, so you'll be relieved to hear I didn't. I went on to become a medical oncologist. I trained at the Royal Marsden. I went to Toronto, where I was for 19 years, and I've now been at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital for the past 5 years. My career has been focused always exclusively in breast cancer, and I've had although we research in almost all areas of this disease, my specific area of interest has been endocrine therapy. And the overarching title of my program that I run is Optimizing Endocrine Therapy in the Treatment and Prevention of Breast Cancer. And what I'd like to do this morning is I've been asked to talk about extended endocrine therapy, so really about the chronicity of ER-positive disease. And I'm going to show you some of the data that we generated and some of the things that are going on and try to look forward to what happens next.